A reading from the first letter of John. If you know that God is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right has been born of him. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. The word of the Lord. We will see God as he is. I marvel at that phrase. What would that be like? I'm sure I don't have words for it. I'm sure John couldn't really describe what that would be like. But today I had an inkling of that. Today I'm on the coast of California, and I went out to Point Reyes. This is a piece of California that has been dragged out into the ocean, 16 kilometers out into the ocean. And so it hangs there over the ocean. There's a lighthouse at the very, very tip. And we went hiking out to the lighthouse. And we climbed the 308 steps down to it, descending into this mist and fog. And there, looking west out over the ocean, where whales were coming by breaching, but a fog came in, and the light of the setting sun was trying to shine through the fog and reflecting off of the ocean in this play of light and shadow and mist and wave and wind. And as I stood there, I felt it was right. I felt a part of it all, a part of the light and of the mist, a part of the ocean, belonging there, though I didn't understand the ocean anymore, and I couldn't comprehend the mist, and yet I could be with it in that profound moment. Surely, seeing God face to face is something like that, and of course much more. It's not that I'm really going to understand God completely. I couldn't do that, but just seeing God face to face, that immensity, no longer far away, so close, like I could have a conversation with my best friend face to face. There's so much that tells me about my faith, about that God whom I pray to. And I want you today to just picture a moment when you've had that same sort of experience, that transcendent moment that talks about something beyond this life, that is so present here, but points to more than we normally see. Because I think that's what John is pointing us to look at. We know this experience of face-to-face conversation. We know the immensity of God. And putting those together, John allows us to see that God is already present here. We are already children of God, God in our hearts. But what we will become, what we will become, who knows? But it's something great, something wonderful. And we need to remind ourselves of that. When we look around this world, there's so many things that can grab our attention. Does the transcendent, that transcendent moment, John is saying, look there. That will point to what will come. And it's available to everyone. It was available to me today, and it's available to you. You don't have to be rich to see God face to face. You don't have to be the Pope or a great saint. All will see God. All who have faith will see God face to face. And that changes everything. Gaze at God today.